Blog Talk Radio.
Take 9.
number 188. And this day is called a special edition, Thursday evening, a special edition. Special edition called Thursday evening. So we know the Fox KL been letting the curtain air went up. Saying about it, the 12 now is locked to the hip. And the 12 got to be a Genesis 4 verse 9. And all 12 got to hold each one of the individual 12 accountable to make sure they all bumping shoulders at the time appointed. And time appointed is now. We got a radio broadcast to do. The CEO's job is to get the 12 the information. He done his job. His job is over. Once you know what you need to know, suppose it goes. Because he got to do what Paul said he did. He got to go and check on the other sheep and see what they doing. And that's what we're looking forward to do. But we're watching how the 12 out of Camp 1 organize themselves according to knowing what the Bible is saying. Not just numbers. No. Numbers is one thing. You got to know what this Bible's saying. You got to know that every verse in this Bible, it is a code for something else. It's really, you read one thing, but it's really talking about something else. And that's when we know that you're ready. Because the person jump up and they can read, they can quote the Greek, English, man, all good. That don't mean jack. We want to know how you take a verse and look at that verse and see the precept in that verse. I want to know, can you, whatever verse it is, show me the precept in that verse and make it plain. That's when I know that you'll be in good hands with the leadership out of Camp 1. That's when the CEO knows. Oh, they're all right. They're ready now. Because they know every verse in the Bible, it has a precept in it. You know, one day I think I just, well, I'm going to probably go do this. Show you. Case in point. Every verse in the Bible have a precept to it. Keep that in your mind. When you know that you own Yahweh's business, when you're able to look at that verse, although you might not even discuss it, we sit in our others, to let them know every verse in the Bible, is something in that verse got a precept to it. And if you ever watch the 12, you know, headed by the two elders, the two elders. We're going to watch them, how these elders organize the other team. We're going to watch the elders real carefully. We're going to see where they lead by example after the seer show them what needs to be done according to thus says Yahweh, and they apply it according to the scripture. Remember, every verse has a precept. They tell you in 32 verse 6, ask your elder and he'll tell you where the precept in it. So you other 10 supposed to ask the two elders, where is the precept in that verse? That's a game changer right there. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring our elder in and bring him in, and I'm going to tell you about this broadcast. We're going to give some hot tea and we'll give a little example. We'll be talking about a little bit later. So we're going to look for Elder Mr. Tills and bring him in and let him talk about tape number 188, Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, Tribe YHDH. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Yahweh BJL C. Roy.
And Yahweh bless you, see you as well, see you, girl. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, why that elder Mr. Tills? Well, we was giving a little illustration about the elders a minute ago, and that's the protocol. You know, when Moses got it, Moses was break out running and find them elders and pass it on to Aaron and all the rest of them. So remember, in Malachi 3:6, he don't change. Hebrews 13, verse 8, he don't change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. The You don't know what he's doing today? Look back at yesterday. So we leave it like that, Elder, and take your time and take number 188. This is called a special edition called Thursday Evening. The box tail have been lit. The curtain have went up. You're on the clock, Elder, come on.
Once again, Yahweh be with you all, Brother Fia. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And as I say, that's always a good thing. Because you find people that always look for another way to get to the truth. But ain't but one way, because that entrance way is narrow. But that's right. That entrance way to the truth is very narrow. And we're told that in 2nd Esther, looking at chapter 7, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, entrance therefore is narrow, set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and on the left deep water. 8, and only one path between them both, even between the fire and the water so small, there can only one man go there at once. Well, we know that, because we've seen people fall out of righteousness and what can happen, especially when they try to come up another way. In John 14, verse 6, 6 says, Yahweh the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. But sometimes you even hear certain people in the ministry saying, I want to go straight to the Father himself, jumping past the protocol. Sometimes even the youths try to pass the elders, to try to show them that they know more than what they're being taught. Well, we already had something to say about that, that a teacher can't learn from his students. And, you know, sometimes you might ask yourself why. Because he's giving wise counsel, the teacher, because he has the knowledge, and he even gains more experience by teaching. Now, a student, on the other hand, can learn from this wise counsel, and possibly learning to teach one day themselves. And as I've said many times before, this shows well in all the 6 camps that teach. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, which was just mentioned a few minutes ago. This gives us the knowledge to know that those out there, they camouflage their evil or confused teachings and overly loud bump-the-gums contests for righteous learning. And sometimes even turning the Bible scriptures around as verbal weapons to those of us that know. This is why we're here to help to guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. Welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's words. Learning how to connect the books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have not. And this is information that you came to seek and have to look no further. You have now found it, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. And we come to you open with this information from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's right. On a daily basis, we come with this information from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And as you are taught, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We have a website address also to use this on any search line, enter tribeyahdah.com. And after you click enter, just on the big line, you'll see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, all your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. bring an offering, and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to always remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and read once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, alive. Also, for building a school, which we often mention, is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, we even have a calendar. Check that calendar, which will help keep you in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We even have a live program. This feature is only available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 600 camps of Yahweh's ministry. But also, in calling this number, do not call trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure when doing so, we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many memos that most of us have seen, and now even addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line that I mentioned of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Our program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter once again, three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. As you probably know by now, during our normal BroadTalk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on PalTalk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And to your surprise, you'll find out this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online air to discuss any of the on-the-table topics we had during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel writing at Shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find a broad talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. I'll be with you all. But remember, when we're given the scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh will continually flow with no confusion. So at this time, we'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I hear old Roba in the background, like Roba saying, "Look, well, yeah, something got to be done for him." For Roba, He stressed out pretty good back there. Well, that's a good thing. All right, but one thing about it, remember the special edition called Thursday evening, like we said again, the Foxtail have been letting the curtain have one up for you. And I hear WCC, you can read that in the Book of Judges about that. The Foxtail have been letting the curtain have one up in Samson days when he lit 300 Foxtails. But we ain't going to entertain you right now. But the Foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. And we will give you a case in point. But getting back to the precepts, to understand your Bible, you can be the best reader of all time. But if you do not see, then you got to ask Yahweh, help me, my unbelief. You got to see the precept in every verse that's in this Bible. Every verse got in this Bible got a precept to it. Every last one of them. And that's one of the greatest mysteries in understanding the Bible. Reading a bunch of scriptures is one thing. Following the rules and regulations is another. So, we'll just take a little time out for that, give you a case in point. Give you a case in point about what we just said, because everything we do is a case in point. But let's go see who's going to be on stage for the nice episode, take number 188. Let's see who will be on stage for a nice episode. Oh, okay. I see the young lion on. Young lion out of camp one. Up-and-coming teacher, he's ready to get on stage and holler on that microphone. Let's see. Bob McKay, tribe of Yahdah Judah, coming out of Camp 1. Yahdah BJC right here. Bob McKay, coming out of Camp 1, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahdah BJC right here. You know, I remember last night that the WCC, the Latter-day Saints took credit for nuking out Mother and the Young Lion and the Elder yesterday. So they, you know, they can do their part in grand style. So let's see if they start the same thing on the special edition called Thursday evening. One more time. We say we have not nuked nobody yet. We will nuke you too. Yeah, I know. Brother McCallie, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh BJC right here. Well, all right, let's go see about the mothers out of Camp 1. Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh BJC right here.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, of Hebrew, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. And we know Mother Z saying, yeah, well, see, you know, I got something to say. Look, I got to hear something first. So right now we see what's going on now will be you and the elder, Mr. Tibbs, until they release the microphones off the young lion. So elder kind of make sure a little robe all nice and cuddly in. We have to call on for a few minutes to get everything situated. All right, so what we'll do, we'll get something going on. We'll get a little case in point on some things that to understand that every ministry, everything in even life, everything have an order about things. Even the street lights got an order. Even if, when you open the store, you got to get the cashiers all in place and everybody in place. You open the door when the cashiers is coming, and you wait till everybody get behind things. That's right. That's when you start getting the doors open. So Yahweh got all the things too. So hey, I'm gonna tell you, look down at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, sticking out on that microphone for those seers. And that's when we'll get some on the table until these microphones is on loose. You know. Let's see what Luke chapter 12, verse 12 say there. Elder Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock, Elder, come out.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12 says, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say.
And that's one thing about the elders. Let me tell you something, Sarah. You know, look at this thing as a basketball game. Four of them I can play. So I'm in it to win it. So I'm always ready to do my part as a dust as y'all. And that's a good thing. So now, we want to show a little order about some things that you must do. To understand your Bible, it is a must. Follow the direction. So, Mother E, we're going to look at some examples in Psalms 104, verse 1. Then skip down to 119, verse 104.
Wait, 104.
And Isaiah 20, verse 19. I gave you three quick hits. That'll get your pen going real good. And the elder, and I'm going to meet the elder over there in Judges 18:29. Now, you see what I did? Right off the top. Just drop it on you right off the top. Let's see what you're working with.
And then get the
letter. Psalms 104, verse 1. Then skip down to 119.
Both.
Yeah, Psalms 104, verse 1 and 119. Let's do that. Let's do one at a time. Psalms 104, verse 1.
Okay.
Let's see what Psalms 104, verse 1 say.
Psalms chapter 104, verse 1. Blessed Yahweh, Psalm 104, verse 1. Blessed Yahweh, O my soul. O Yahweh, my Yahweh, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty.
So the first thing we're going to do what, Mother? What you get out of that verse of death? The first thing we must do what first?
Bless Yahweh. Bless the Yahweh.
Bless Yahweh. That's the first thing we supposed to do. We always supposed to bless our mighty one first. Now, if that's the case, if we bless our Yahweh first, now let's run to 119 verse 1. Let's run to Psalm 119 verse 1. So the first thing you supposed to do is bless your mighty one. That's number one. First thing you do is bless Yahweh. Number one thing you do, bless Yahweh. So now, Psalms 119, verse 1 says what?
Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walketh in the total instruction of the Yahweh. Hello.
Now what you read? Yeah, you're reading right. So we asked the question, what you reading? You both told me about life. See, I'm reading right. That's what I'm doing. What you mean what I'm doing? I'm reading right. I'm reading 119 verse 1. I'm reading right. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking at what I'm doing. I'm reading right. Now, skip down to verse 4. So I got a precept on that, bless Yahweh. That's all. All I was doing was getting a precept on blessing Yahweh. Now read verse 4.
Psalm 119, verse 4. Thus has commanded us to keep the precept diligent.
Now, Mother, what did the minister spirit tell David? That is a commandment. What did he say is a commandment?
What did he tell David is the commandment? Keep the precepts.
What kind of way?
Diligent.
So it is a commandment to do the precepts diligently. So that is a commandment from the angel, came from the Son, it came from the Father. So that is a commandment. When you're jumping in your Bible, it is a commandment to keep the precepts. Is that what we're reading, Mother?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading?
Yes.
Is we reading that, Mother, or are we just talking some talk? Is we reading that?
We reading that.
Excellent.
That's
all right, what does it say is in verse 63? Okay, what do it say is in verse 63? What it says in verse 63? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Verse 63. What does it say?
Psalm 119, verse 53. Allah.
Yeah.
No. Horror has taken hold upon me because of the weakness.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Mother. Hold on, Mother. Hold on. Look at it real carefully. Look at verse 63 real carefully. Look at that 63
or 53?
63. 63. Look at 63 real carefully.
Okay. Psalm 119. 63, I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts.
You see that? He said, I'm a companion to you if you keep the precepts. See that? He said, I'm a companion to you. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, that means Yahweh, and of them that do what, Mother?
Keep the precepts.
Get up. What does it say in verse 69?
69. Okay. Psalm 119, verse 69. The pride held forth a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole mind.
You see that? He said, the WCC and the Latter Day Saints, he said, they tell you just go and learn how to go through speech therapy and just read the Bible and just read and let them tell you. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. See, that's a lie right there. According to what we read in verse 69, that's a lie. What does it say you got to do in verse 69? Now, the proud is the WCC. That's the 500 million million. They're proud. Look and see about the proud in verse 69 again, Mother.
The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep their precepts with my whole mind.
You see that? You see that? So that's what everybody tell you. You just can read a bunch of verses, talk a whole, and put your spin on it. No, it don't work like that. We found out again in verse 69, the proud gonna tell you just read a bunch of verses. But the proud is a liar, according to the middle spirit telling David, put this in your Bible. Because ain't nobody going to bring this out but the six anointed camps of voices of a true life. So this is going to be laying your book until you hear it first time brought out by the voices of a true Israelite. What does it say in verse 78, Mother?
Okay.
Verse 78.
Verse 78.
Yes.
78. Psalm 119, verse 78. Let the proud be ashamed, for they deal perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts.
You see that? You see what he said about the proud? He said, the proud, they be ashamed, and they deal conversely is that's how they roll. And you gotta watch them how they roll. That's how they roll. With me without a cause. He said, I didn't tell you that's the way you're supposed to do your Bible. I'm telling you how I want it to be done. For me to respond to you, I want to respond through precepts. I will meditate in thy precepts. See that? What it say in verse 87, Mother?
Verse 87. From 119, verse 87. Verse 87 reads, they have almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not their precepts.
He said, I don't care what they own, but what I'm not going to do is what he said, what, he said, I don't care what the other people's on, but what he said he's not going to do, Mother?
Perfect the precept.
You see that? So you see that? So that's one thing we gotta understand that. I don't care what they say or how they tell you to do it. They might tell you about the sun, the moon, the stars. But as long as you're doing the precepts, you got the number one answer. I don't care what they bring to the table. If it's that important, what a precept to it. Mm-hmm. So when you understand that, Mother, look what it says in verse 99 and 100. Listen to this real carefully. Now, Mother, you can already read some good stuff now, Mother. Now, this what happened if you follow the instructions. This was written that going to happen to you. Verse 99 and 100 says what?
Well, 119, 99, and 100. Verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for they testify monstrous are my meditation.
Uh-huh.
My meditation.
Why? Why? Verse 100, why?
Verse 100. I understand more than the ancients because I keep that precept.
You hear that, Mother? You hear what he said? Mm-hmm. So you can understand more than your teachers. You can understand more than the ancients because the ancients, they wrote this. They didn't have a clue what they put it down. But this was, the precept was for time to come. Remember, the ancients, they just wrote all this good stuff down. They knew that it was going to be a process of time before this be unfold, unlocking the biblical mysteries. They just wrote down stuff. They didn't know why they was right, because it wasn't explained to them. We can go on with that. But look what it says in 104. What it say in 104, Mother?
104. Psalm 119, 104, through their precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way.
So Mother, if you're not precepting your Bible, what are you doing? Maybe you don't even know it, but now you know it. What are you doing if you're not precepting your Bible?
You're not getting the
understanding. According to verse 104. According to verse 104.
If you're not precepting, you don't get the understanding.
According to 104, the answer lies in 104. What do 104 say if you're not precepting? According to verse 104, what is the number one answer?
Through the precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
So if you're not precepting your Bible, what are you doing, Mother, according to verse 104?
It's a false way.
Excellent. Never forget that. They're not precepting their Bible. Then according to 104, what are they doing, Mother, according to what we can read? What they're doing?
It said, I hate every false way. So you're not keeping the precepts.
So,
it's a false way.
You can read that, Mother? Did you read that, or did you just come up with that? Did you read that, or you just
reading
came up with
I
that?
See. I'm reading what I see in 104.
Hallelujah, God. So it's saying if you're not precepting your Bible, what you're doing, you ain't nothing but a big windbag. All you is a windbag.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not precepting your Bible, it's a false way. And the Almighty from the Middle Spirit said, I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
104 says, do thy precepts. I get understanding. The only way you get understanding is through the precept. Therefore, I hate every false way. That is right there. So you have to sit back and watch them, Mother. When they jump down that Bible and start talking that talk, you say, well, when do the precept kick in? Because if you're not precepting, you're doing a false way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is right there. Is that what we're reading, Mother? Is that what we're reading?
Yes.
Is we reading that or not?
Yes, we're reading that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So give me one more on that 119 verse 128. And that's enough. And that's enough on that. I want to go to something else. Give me 119 verse 128. Yeah, 128. We can go on and on, but I don't want to go no more. Just give me a precept on that false way one more time. That's all I want.
Psalm 119 verse 128. Therefore, I esteem all you, precepts concerning all things to be right and hate every false way.
So, Mother, what's right? According to verse 28, what's right? According to verse 128, what's right?
The precepts.
Okay. And what's false? What do he hate?
He hates false. He hates every false way. I hate every false way.
And that's when you're not precepting. So
right.
The false way is when you not precepting. So there's
right.
Them of them. So now, whether you comment or not, all you got to do is watch them from the page of the book. 128 says, therefore I esteem all thou precepts. That's what I esteem. That's what I would do. I follow your command. I would esteem me, your command. Concerning all things, be right. All things is right when you precept your Bible. And I hate every false way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading, Mother?
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's all we can say behind it. Hallelujah. Now, Adam was the tips. We're going to go and see 300 years later, did anything change 2,300 years later, Mr. Tibbs? We go and see. Now, David said that in 1000 B.C. by the Memphis Spirit. Now, we're going 300 years up in the 28th chapter and see what was said in verse 10. This is 300 years later. Tibbs, this is 300 years later, and let's see what it says in verse number 10. It was 300 years later, verse 10, by the mouth of Isaiah, we will see what he says.
In the book of Isaiah, or which book, Brother Seal?
Isaiah 28 verse 10 is 300 years later. What do you say?
Okay. In the book of Isaiah, looking at chapter 28, reading from verse number 10. And 10 says, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
The Bible says in that first line of verse 10, you must precept. The only way you're going to take care of the Almighty's business, they got a word called M-U-S-T. You must precept. See, that's the only way you're going to get this thing. Three-letter word right there. For precept must be upon precept. That's it. Get down to verse 13, what it say, Elder?
Verse 13 says, but the word of Yahuwah was unto them, precept on precept, precept upon precept, up on precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backwards and be broken and snared and taken.
He said, now, if you don't do the precept, you're going to go backwards and you're going to be snared. And take it. He said, now, you're going to be snared and take it. Well, now, good.
And take.
Now, good. Now, we're going to get a case in point on some of the other. Because understanding is the greatest thing in the world. Let's go to Genesis 10, verse 6 for a minute. Elmer Stills. Let's go to Genesis 10, verse 6.
In the book of Genesis, chapter 10, verse number 6. And 6 says, and the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, and Putin, and Canaan. That's 10:6, yes.
Mm-hmm. So how many boys do Ham have, according to 10:6?
4.
Okay, good. What it says in Judges 18:29. Judges 18:29, Elder. What do Judges 18:29 say?
In the book of Judges, chapter 18, verse 29 says, and they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan, their father, whom was born unto Israel, how that the same of the city was Larish at the first.
Mm-hmm. So where do you migrate to? According to verse 29, what you supposed to do, Elder? According to that verse right there, when whoever migrates to wherever he go to, what the first thing he's supposed to do according to verse 29?
Well, it looked like who's ever in power, name it after themselves.
According to verse 29, we're supposed to do, according to verse 29. According to verse 29. Yeah.
Call the name of the city of their father.
Excellent. Excellent. So wherever you migrate to, you're supposed to take the name of your father. That's simple as that. There are your rules and regulations. Wherever you migrate to, the name that you take to that land is who name again? Elder.
When you look at the verse, it says, after the name of their father. We had a precept to that verse, I think.
Excellent. Excellent. That's exactly. So when you migrate, and we know Ham had four sons. So wherever these four sons migrate to, wherever land they was given, the first thing they're supposed to do is carve out them some land and put their father's name there. That is the rules and regulations. Then you know you're in the right spot because you carry your father's name wherever you go. Let's go to 1000 B.C. and see what happened in 49 verse 11 of Psalms. We're going 1000 B.C. This is about 400-500 years later. Let's see anything changing when the ministry spirit came down and talked to David. He said, David, are you the man of Israel right now? He said, yeah. Well, then you put down what I tell you, David. See, he told David to do in 49 verse 11 a psalm there, Elder.
In the book of Psalms, chapter 49, looking at verse 11. 11 says, their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names.
So you call your land after your own father's name. They had to put in father because they had the background 500 years ago that everything must be done after your father. So whenever you migrate, whatever the state you are, you put your name there, but you make sure the land is called after your father. So we only got three sons. So we only got three sons there, Elder, in Genesis 5:32. So we only got three sons. So they got it from somebody. So wherever you migrate to, you must carry your father's name to wherever you at. Whatever plot you got, let's see who's the name of the three sons that you got. That name will be wherever you migrate to. That is the name of the place you work with. Let's go to Genesis 5:32, L. Genesis 5:32, what
does it say? In the book of Genesis, chapter 5, reading at verse 32 says, and Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
So now it's clear. If every land will be named after your father, that means whatever land you're supposed to be in is supposed to be named after what name according to 5:32. What should be the name of the land wherever you at? If you're descended from one of these three men, that means wherever you migrate to, you're supposed to carry one of these three men's names wherever you go. Now, my question is, Elder, I forgot my question already. So, wherever you migrate to, what should the land be called?
It should be called after the name of the father. After one of these three names.
So, it got to be what name?
One of the three names of the original fathers, like the southern region, which is given to Ham, the Hamites. That's an example.
Okay, good. So what are the three names? What are the three names that the land should be called by according to 5:32?
Shem, Ham, or Japheth.
Six verse ten.
Genesis?
Yeah, Genesis 6:10.
Looking at 10. 10 says, be quiet, y'all. That's not what he said. And 10 says, and Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Oh, they're still in order. So every land should be called what name according to 6 verse 10?
Once again, Shem, Ham, or Japheth.
Let's go to the 9th chapter, verse 18. The 9th chapter, verse 18 and 19. A process of time. Process of time. They're moving on. Now they got past the flood now. So now let's see what's going on in the 8th, in the 9th chapter, verse 18 and 19.
Genesis chapter 9, looking at verses 18 and 19. 18 says, and the sons of Noah went forth of the ark, and were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. 19. These are three sons of Noah, and which was the whole earth overspread. Stop.
So the whole earth overspread by who?
Three sons. Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
That's the end of it. But it's four pieces. It's four pieces. It's four pieces. Shem, Ham, and Japheth, north, east, south, west. So that's four pieces and three sons. So what do we do with that? Do your precepts to get understanding. So now we know we got three sons. Now Noah gonna divide the land between three sons, but you got four pieces. You know, like you got four pieces of cake, but you got three peoples there, so it's one left. So what happens with the one piece that's left? Okay, case in point. Shem is Noah's firstborn son. He's a son. What you want? He said, well, I take the eastern world. Okay, good. The next son was Ham. He said, Ham, what you want? He said, I take the southern world. Okay. Japheth, you the third born son, you my last son. Now you got a choice. You got a choice. You can take the western world or the north world. What you want? He said, I take the northern world. Okay. But then there's one more piece left. So now, what do a wise judge do with the one piece? Let's see what the Bible says, what you're supposed to do with the one piece. So the whole world should be named Shem, Ham, or Japheth. And you got one piece is out there because you got north, east, south, west. So let's see what a wise man would do with the one piece. And that's Noah. Let's see what Noah says about a wise person would do that odd piece. That's called the Western world. Let's run over to the book of Deuteronomy there. Deuteronomy there, Elder. We're going to see, and I want Mother or the Elder to answer this question for those seers. What do this mean? So now we got it already drawn out a circle. And we split up into two pieces, where it's north, east, south, west. So we see all the boys got a plot of land, but they got one piece left out. Let's see what a wise judge, a wise seer, a wise overseer will say about that odd piece. Let's see what we can read here in the 21st chapter, verse 17. And I want to get an answer. Once 17 is read, I need to get an answer out to Mother D, Mother E, or the L. I need an answer after the verse is read. I want to see what kind of consensus which y'all come up with in verse 17. What is it saying, 21:17?
Book of Deuteronomy, looking at chapter 21, verse number 17. 17 says, but he shall acknowledge the sons of the hated for the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he had, for he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his.
Read that again.
17. But he shall acknowledge the son of the hated of the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he had, for he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his.
Yeah. So Noah had three sons.
Mm-hmm.
And it was four pieces. Shem got the eastern world. Ham got the southern world. Japheth got the northern world. Then the wise overseer. So who gets the western world that we can read? Who gets the western world, Mother E, Elder Mr. Tibb? So who gets the let those see dramatics out the way first. So now you gotta be wise. That's why I say you gotta make wise decisions, but you gotta make Bible decisions. So we got three sons, but we got four pieces of the world. So now it lies in the hands of the overseer. So what do the overseer do with the piece? Everybody got the piece now. So now who gets the Western world with no dispute whatsoever, according to what we can read in verse 17? So who gets the Western world with no dispute and just wise counsel and take care? Who want to start on that? Come on.
I said he don't get it.
What you mean you say Sam?
Sam was the first phone. Okay. So he says, but he shall acknowledge the son of the hater. That's him. For the firstborn, that's them. By giving him a double post of all that he had, that's them.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Elder, what you got to say behind that, Elder?
Well, I can't do nothing except agree with it because it says acknowledgement of the hated firstborn. And it said giving him a double portion. So he got two parts.
So what part do Shem have?
Well, he inherited the western and the northern.
No, Shem ain't having no western and northern. So now, what you said behind that, Mother? What two portions that Shem have?
Let me go over it again now.
That's why this is a thinking woman game right here. You got to be thinking. This is something you got to think. Okay. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So Shem gets the first choice of what he wants first when it called dividing up the world. So Shem picked the eastern world first. He said, okay, all right, my firstborn son.
Okay,
you want the eastern world? Let it be done. Good. He said, Ham, you next. You next, Ham. What you want, Ham? He said, I want the southern world, my father. He said, okay, good. You got the southern world. Now, Japheth, you next. Now, you got two parts. You got only can pick one that you want. He said, well, I know I want the northern part. Oh, okay. So you got the northern part. So all three of y'all boys happy? Yes. But it's the fourth part. This is father talking. So what do the father do with the fourth part? He said, well, according to the Almighty, that the firstborn son, if it's based on anything that I have, which Noah had at all, I'm Adam, you get a double portion. So Shem, you get a double portion. So you automatic pick the Eastern world, automatic you. Guess what? The Western world belongs to you too. So you got the Eastern world and the Western world belongs to Shem. So whatever name on the Western world, what we have right now, we know the true owner of the father of it. It's not America Vance Pucci. It's not America. It's not a northern name. The Western world is called a land of Shem. Mm-hmm. Biblically wise, it's the land of Shem. The northern world is the land of Japhetic people. The southern world is the land of Ham, the Hamitic people. The eastern world is the land of Shem.
Shem.
And there's something so special about the eastern world, Mother E. He says, I'm going to put something in Ezekiel 5:5 about it. What is it? 5:5 Ezekiel, Mother.
What do you say?
Ezekiel 5:5.
Let me get there. Ezekiel 5:5. Ezekiel 5:5. Thus says the Yahweh, this is Yahweh Judah. I have set it in the middle of the nation and conscious that are around about her.
Mm-hmm. Now good. So now Yahdah Judah is in the center capital of the world. But Yahdah Judah is really holding down for whom? Who is he holding down for? Shem.
Yeah.
Shem. The middle capital of the world belongs to Shem. So his grandson has it right now. But when it's all said and done, it goes back to Shem. And when it's all said and done, it goes back to Noah. And when it's all said and done, it goes back to who? Now, when it's all said and done, it goes back to who? Now, we're going to see when it's all said and done, who it go back to. Hey, Mother E, we're going to see when it's all said and done, who do they go back to? Now, you see, we're going to see in the Bible, and see, this is when we know that you're ready to go. Then we know you're ready to go. So when it's all said and done, we want to know in writing, what do this land go back to when it's all said and done. When everything, because see, you can learn out something. It's like you learn out your cars and whatever. You said, but at the end of the day, all the cars got to come back to me. You know, you got to rent a car. And you rent the car, you ride, and you skin and grin all over the place. But when it's all said and done, what I want to know in writing, that land in writing, who do we go back to? I don't know. But how I'm going to know? We read in 119, verse 4 and 129. We read, the only way you're going to know is through the precepts. That's the only way you're going to know. That's the only way you're going to know. You can't talk a good game. The only way you will know, you got to precept your Bible. And that's what you have to do. So we're going to look at, Mother E, we're going to look at the 25th chapter of Leviticus, verse 23. See, now, once we got this thing in order, remember, once this thing in order, then Yahweh got no other choice but to start heading back our direction. Once we in order. That's why the elders and the mothers and the teachers and the members all got to be on one page. And that's why the 12 got to be bumping shoulders and rehearsing the righteous act. Because once you're in order, Yahweh the Son got no choice but look at the Father and say, hey, they down there and they're in order. Time to be going back. Yeah. Time to take care of my part, right? Yep. Look what it says when it's all said and done. In Leviticus 25, verse 23. Hey, Mother Eve, what it says we can read?
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23. The land shall not be spoiled forever, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and sojourners with me.
Ain't that something? What did you say, Mom? The land belongs to who?
It said the land shall not be sold.
Go ahead. The land is mine. He said the land is mine. He said the land is mine. That's what he said. He said, all I'm going to do is let the land out to y'all. But when it's all said and done, y'all got to bring back his mind. Yeah. It's just like going to a rental car center. Oh, I love that pretty car. But it's okay. You can get it. Go on, ride and skid and grin all you want. But at the end of the day, to hear your contract up, you got to bring that thing back to me because it's mine. See? Same thing about the earth.
So the land belongs to Yahweh.
According to verse 25, 23, he says, man, so who you going to believe? And see, now you're going to say, what you're supposed to say behind that mother, okay, see, that sounds pretty good, but you got to give me a precept on that. See, that's the game changer, mother. The precept, when you don't understand one way, you act for the precept. Let's go to Psalm 51. You don't want to hear the lip service. No. You want to hear the rules and regulation. It's precept. So we go on to Psalm 51 and see, can we get a precept? Okay? That's all we're going to do. See, remember, anybody stand before you, you don't want them to explain nothing. You want them to precept your Bible because that's when you'll get the understanding about the land. So now you want to know about the land? We're going to read it in 5-0 and read for yourself. Let's see. We'll go to Psalm 50, verse 10, 11, and 12. So now, what you're supposed to always ask for, mother, sound pretty good, Sarah, but give me a precept on it. Because through the precepts, we get understanding. We went through that earlier, and that's going to be grounded and rooted in us. That sounds good, but where's the precept? Now, he says land cannot be sold because it's mine. So now mother supposed to say, okay, still, that sounds good, but I need a precept. Okay. We're going to Psalm chapter 50, verse 8 down to verse 10, and get a precept. Come on.
8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
12. Okay.
Psalm chapter 50, 8, 9, and 10. We're going to get a precept, mother, from the verse you just said. You mean the land belongs to Yahweh? Paul said, hey, Seer, that sounds good, but give me a precept. Give me something to work with. I don't want to repeat what you said. I want to repeat what the Bible says. What it say in 50, verse 8, 9, and 10? What it say?
Psalm chapter 50, verse 8, 9, and 10. Verse 8, I will not reprove thee for the sacrifice.
Hold on, mother. I got a little excited, mother. I'm looking right at 10 to 12.
That's what he said at first.
The old sailor looking at one thing. You're right. Skip down to verse 10, 11, and 12. Let's see what it says in 10, 11, and 12.
Okay. Let me go back again. Isaiah 50, verse 10, 11 and 12, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills, verse 11. I know all the fires of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. Verse 12. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof.
What did he say in verse 12?
He said, the world is mine, and the fullness thereof.
So now, remember the question you asked over here? Now go back to this question again. Now you put your marker there, Mother. You put a marker in 50 verse 12. Then we're going back to Leviticus 25 again. Now put your marker there. Now keep a clip of a marker there. And now we go on to Leviticus 25, verse 23. Now read that again and see what you asked the same question again. Now read that again. Leviticus 25, verse 23.
Leviticus chapter 25. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23. Read. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, Yahweh. For you are strangers and sojourners with me, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Now, so who the land belongs to, Mother?
Yahweh, the Son and the Father.
What can I read to that? Now, somebody's going to jump up and say, oh, that sounds good, Mother. But what can I read? Say the land is mine. What can I read to that?
Okay. You just got to read.
What's the precept to that? What can I read to that? See?
From 53.
That's right. Exactly right. That's the game changer, Mother. Exactly right. Now read Psalm 50, verse 12.
Okay. The book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 12. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof.
You see that, Mother? That's how you set them down. See, that's how you set them down, Mother. See, it's time now. Just shut them down. Because when all these old shady words come in place, you know, them words are supposed to be. Because words called Jew, Gentile, Hebrew, and all that kind of stuff. Where do these words come from? Everything's going to be named after these fathers. What you get ready to say?
If I was telling somebody that, would I go back to 51 to let them know that y'all are talking?
Well, no, yeah, you do that if they move eyebrow. I mean, if the eyebrows kind of look like they look. See, you better tell from discernment. See, when you talk, Mother. See, understand something, Mother. When you talk. When the elders talk, they got a verse supposed to happen in the 11th chapter when you talk. See, when you sit around, you know, maybe at the, you might be having some of the neighbors over. But when you talking about breaking the Bible down, you supposed to look at them real carefully, and this is how they supposed to act when you talking. Let's read it in 11. In 11 verse 7. See, when you talking, Mother, see, when the elders talking and breaking the book down, if you see, look what the Bible says what's supposed to happen when you talking. What does it say in 11 verse number 7?
Wrong.
No.
Wrong, 11.
It's 11 verse 7. See, when you breaking that book down, this how whoever around you supposed to respond to you in 11 verse 7.
Okay. Book of Exodus, chapter 11.
Mm-hmm. 11 verse 7.
Book of Exodus, chapter 11, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, but against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against a man or beast, that ye may know how bad Yahweh do put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel.
Hey, Mother, what tribe are you from, Mother?
Judah.
Hey, Mother, what tribe
are
you from, Mother?
Well, y'all got Judah.
Judah?
No, I'm not you. I'm asking you a question not to get a question answered. What tribe are you from?
From the tribe of Yahweh.
Oh. So with that understanding, now read that verse again in that 11 verse 7.
But against any of the children of Yahweh, shall not a dog move his tongue against a man or beast, that ye may know how that Yahweh do put a difference between the Egyptians and Yahweh's people.
So when you treading the corn, when you putting that word out there, you gonna peep up and see if anybody, you know, look like they eyes in the corner, they got a little strange look on them. But how they supposed to respond to you again, Mother? That's when you treading that corn out right. When you treading that corn out right, how they supposed to respond to you? According to 11 verse 7.
They don't open their mouth.
How they supposed to respond to you, Mother? When you know you treading that corn out real good, when you know you precepting your Bible real good, how do they supposed to respond to you according to 11 verse 7?
Don't say nothing.
Step on in the hill.
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Just like my dog barking in the background. Don't say anything. Just like my dog's barking in the background, I have to make them shut their mouth. Don't move nothing while I'm talking.
That's the power he gave to you, Judah. When you on the scene, better not nobody even move their tongue or mouth talking. That's why we got to bring out your responsibility once you know who you are. See, once you know who you are, this iPhone is responding. See, you're like the WCC, 500 million members on the network right now. The Latter-day Saints Company, see? All the big dick, the Roman Catholic Church out of New York, they all on the radio. 600,000 plus. But when Voices of a True Israelite got the hammer down, according to 11 verse 7, how they supposed to act again, Mother? According to 11 verse 7.
Okay. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue.
Ain't that something? You hear that Bible talk? That Bible talk. We do it that. We do it that right now. But right now, WCC said I might cut you off right now. So if they cut me off right now, I'll say hell ready to them. Unless you don't cut the block off of the young line. I don't know. Let's see. We took the block off the young line. We did? Let's see. Young line, Brother Micaiah, Yahweh be there, see right.
Yahweh bless you there. Israel, see Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The big dignitaries said they took the block off your microphone there, young man.
Hallelujah.
Well, they got the power to do so, and that's a great thing. So understand one thing. See, this is the power that he gave to you. See, now give me Thomas verse 3 there, young man. See, listen. See, that's why you got to paint the picture. See, once the picture is painted, not just reading a bunch of verses, you got to paint the picture. Look what Yahuwah told Thomas. He said, now, Thomas, you will be credited to be calling Doubting Thomas. But I'm going to tell you something, Thomas. And I'll just put it in the book. The only one going to bring it out is the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. Look what it says in verse 3 that we can read.
Okay. Reading the book of Thomas, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, Yahweh the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, see the kingdom is in the sky, the birds of the sky will precede you. It is in the sea. Let me make sure, hold on, something just went wrong with my setup here. Get this thing in order. I got to get back to it.
It's weird to give us some Thomas verse 3 now. We want to get a little bit later. You want to give us some Thomas 3 now, or you want to get to it a little bit later?
We can roll. Let me make sure.
Okay.
And make sure everything's up and moving right. Some acting a little funny right now. Yeah, let's come back to it.
Well, we'll come back to it. Okay.
We moving.
All right, good. All right, we'll come back to it because WCC just said, yeah, we controlling the microphone. See, this is our radio station, not yours.
Yeah, okay,
I know that. All right, I'll tell you what. Hey, I'm Mr. Tills. Let's get a case in point. Let's see if we catch somebody red-handed. Let's see if we can catch them red-handed. Now, you read Genesis 10:6. So we know Genesis 10:6 means Ham had how many sons again, Elder, we can read? How many did he have that we read?
I have to go back to that, but I think.
Yeah, okay, well, make a note of that. How many sons Ham have in 10:6. How many? I need to know the number. How many you got?
Okay, 10:6.
It's Genesis 10:6. I need to know the number. Well, no. Well, see, that's a guess. That's a guess, John.
Ham.
Well, why don't we just go to 10:6 and read it?
Okay, 10:6.
Let's
10,
go
6.
See if we get the number. Yeah, 10:6.
Yeah, he had four sons, and 10:6 says, and the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim.
One, two, three.
And Canaan.
Three. So how many you got?
Four.
How many sons? How many you got?
Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan.
How many is that?
That's four.
So, and they inherit the southern world. So everything in the south will be named after the sons, but they will have a father's name there. So let's see, do the Bible have no problem with that? So you're going to see, do the Bible have no problem with it? See, what happens, man get up in there, then man jerk you all around, then you out of order everywhere because you follow me. Let's go to Psalm 78, verse 51. Let's see if the Bible straight. Because the, hold that point, Elder. In the book of Micah, Mother Eve. In the book of Micah, look what the Almighty said. He made a profound statement in the book of Micah, Mother. Hey, Mother E, he made a profound statement, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, are you with the old seer? He said, listen, he made a profound statement in Michael. Yeah, Michael, chapter 2. Yeah, chapter 2, verse 7. He made a profound statement, that mother. We want to see what statement. Remember, everything, you got to paint the picture. Can't talk a good game. Got to paint the picture. Let's see what he said before we go back to the elder. What he says in Micah chapter 2, verse 7.
Micah chapter 2, verse 7. O God, that are named the family of Israel, Jacob, is the spirit of the Yahweh straightening, and these his doings. Do not my word do good to him that walketh upright?
See, he made a profound statement. Look what he said here. He said, O thou that are named by the family, the nation of Israel. Mm-hmm. He said, is the spirit of Yahweh straightened? He said, then he'll explain what the spirit of Yahweh is. Then he'll explain what it is. Are these his doing, the way you conduct yourself? Do not my words, so the spirit come on his word. He said, my word is straight. He said, all you need is my word. That's the spirit talking about. He said, listen, old children of Israel, children of Israel, the Israelites, all you need to know is my word. My word is straight. It's not crooked at all. If you follow the blueprint, you won't be running to all these old words that you don't understand, because whatever land that you on, it belongs to Shem, Ham, or Japheth. So if anybody is in them lands and you're not the descendant of Shem, Ham, or Japheth, you out of order. See, my word is straight. All you got to know is my word. He said, now, he said, the doing you're doing now, this is not my doing. See, you don't let somebody else told you something that you can't read because you do not have a blueprint. We're trying to give you back the blueprint. Because when you step out here, you remember the last lesson we taught on was, well, it was Wednesday, showing you that you got milk, but you 12 out of camp one. It's time now to do some meat, because the milk players is on their way in. But you cannot be on milk. You got to be on the meat of the word. The word is straight. So you got to be bumping shoulders, 12, led by the elders. But the elders got to have it down pat to know what they're saying. So you got to have this thing down pat. And that's why we... The old seer is going to lay it out for you. Exactly how it's supposed to be, how you catch a mouse in the house. You catch a mouse in the house. Now remember what he just said here in 2 verse 7. He said, oh, thou that are named by the family of Jacob, whose name is Israel. He said, is the spirit of Yahweh straightened? He said, all you need is the spirit of Yahweh. So he ain't be talking about no, you come out your body, no out of spirit, no body out of spirit. He going to break it down what he talking about. What spirit he talking about? He say, are these his doing? Do not my words do good to him that walk upright. So what spirit he talking about? The word. Then if you want to really tighten that up, you go get your precept. Get the precept. Brother Micaiah is, if you all right, give me a precept in Proverbs 1:23. Brother Micaiah, you don't got staying over there in Proverbs 1:23? What it say?
Going to the book of Proverbs. Chapter 1, verse 23. Going over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, picking up at verse 23. 23 reads. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my word unto you.
Now, why do he want you to know his words? Why so? According to 2 verse 7. Why do he want you, children of Israel, to know his word according to 2 verse 7? What word in there is just stands out? Why do he want you to know his word, O children of Israel? Why so? What can we read out of 2 verse 7 about you knowing his word? Because of what? According to 2 verse 7. What kind of answer can I get?
My peace is
done. What can I get, Andrew?
Not my words too good. It would make you walk upright.
Oh, no. His word is straight. Because his word have no left, no right. It's straight. His word is straight. You say, hey, my word is straight. My spirit is straight. He said, all you need to know is my spirit is straight. You know what? You know you heard. You know back then, you might say, my neighbor's a straight shooter. Now, when you say that about your neighbor, he said, oh, your neighbor walk all right then, huh? You see that guy over there? See that lady over there? Oh, yeah. She a straight shooter. Oh, she up right, huh? See? A straight shooter. You know what a straight shooter is. That was Yahweh saying about his word. His word is a straight shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So all you got to know is his word. What man got to say, that is not the foundation. We found out in this lesson of take number 188 is four pieces of world. And three songs, names will be on every piece that's on the table. If anybody else's name on it, they out of order.
Mm-hmm.
He said, my word is straight. So you can look and see who's well and who don't belong there by understanding his word is straight. Is that worrying? I can't get nothing out of this class. So, but the bottom line, when we know the word is straight, who word? Yahweh's word, the four-letter man's word. Find out what his word is saying, and that's the end of it. He said, when the children of Judah is teaching the Bible, they don't move his children. See? So when you on point, bet not nobody else make no statement, catch your mouth up, and listen to learn. According to what we read in 11 verse 7. He said, my word is straight. That's why, Judah, you got to know the word. Now, if you know the word, now, let's speak in the young line, give me Thomas verse 3. Because he Thomas, you know, he was a little shady. And so Yahweh say, hey, you one of the 12? He said, yeah. But then you put down what I tell you, and you girt yourself up. And then Thomas wrote something in a book. Let's see what Thomas wrote in verse 3. After the Almighty cleaned him up. Let's see what was said that we can read. Hey, Brother Mackay, what can we read that he said?
Okay, going to the book of Thomas. We want verse 3. Verse 3 reads, Yahweh the Son said.
No, we want verse 3. No, I don't want anything. I want the 12 to be on one accord and everybody popping that book in grand style. That's what I want. But we want verse 3. The 12 want verse 3. What it say in verse 3?
The book of the Gospel of Thomas. We want verse 3. Verse 3 reads, Yahweh the Son said, if those who need you say to you, see the kingdom is in the sky, and the birds in the sky will proceed, they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you. And it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known. And you will realize that it is you who are the sons of the living Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty. And it is you who are that prophecy.
You hear the man saying? He says 15:14 in Matthew. What did he say? Do what he say. He says 15:14 of Matthew. Do what he said to you. Huh? You. What did he say? This is how you roll. He said, you roll Matthew 15:14. That's how you roll. What did he say about that?
The book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 14. 14 reads, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch.
You see the man saying? You see the man saying? Says, you don't know who you are. You act 99.9% of the Israelites of the Bible. Who are you? They, you know, they're gonna say, I'm African American, Negro, I'm colored, I'm
Hebrew,
super coon, I'm Hebrews, I'm Jews. You see what you do? You see what you do? That's what they'll do. 99.9%. But he asked a question in 94 verse 16. Oh, young man, he asked the question. This is what he asked. He said, David, you the man of the hour. The minister spirit is right there with you to guide you for time to come. Not in your days. But just put this down in the Bible in 94 verse 16. What did he say? Oh, young man, what did he say?
In the book of Psalms, chapter 94, verse 16 reads, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of sin?
You see, say, who's going to do it? Yeah, that's what me. Who's going to do it? Who's going to say, that ain't the way how you read that Bible. If you ain't precepting your Bible, shut your mouth up. See? But he ain't going to allow the other nations to precept their Bible because they're going to run into a chokehold on the neck. It's going to be a hand come out the Bible and took them on the neck if they try to precept that Bible. They ain't going to do it because it tells a story. It's a game changer. As long as you let somebody put a bedtime story on you, grab this Bible and put a bedtime story on you while you laying back on the pillow, you will remain the way we are today. But once you tell them, hey, I need a precept out of that, and then the order about how you receive the precepts. This is how you receive the precepts in Acts 15:15. Here go the order on how you receive the precepts. Listen to it says in young lion 15:15.
The book of Acts, chapter 15:15. 15 reads, and to this degree, the words of the seer, as it is written.
You see the man saying, well, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to do. He just told you what to do. He just told you what to do. Well, I still don't know what to do. I don't know what's going on. You know why you don't know what's going on? Because the word is not straight to you. He told you exactly what you're supposed to do right there. Read it again, young man.
Book of back. Book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 15. 15 reads, and to this agree, the words of the seers, as it is written.
You see that? Now, where did he pull that from? Where did he pull that from? You're back to Luke 24. See, he pulled that verse. See, that verse, now Paul pulled that verse after he had already, it must have been written somewhere. So that verse was pulled to get you from having this old rambling mind and all over the place. That verse was pulled. And Luke 24, there's a whole lot of rambling going on. Then Yahuwah the Son just got tired of him rambling all around. And they made their final statement, and Yahuwah had to get in there. And Luke 24, he said, now y'all had y'all last statement, because I heard enough. Look what they say in verse 24.
Book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 24 and
24. 24,
read.
24, 24. Hold on, young lion. Hold on, young lion. I want 24, 24. Because 24, the Yahweh, 24. I heard them. You heard them bump their gums long enough. So you heard them bump their gums long enough. Now, let's see what he said in 24, 20. Let's see what they said to make Yahweh say, that's enough. That's enough, y'all talking. What happened in verse 24?
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 24. 24 read. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said. But him they saw not.
So he tired them. So he tired them. He heard they'd been bumping their gums for quite a long time because they was eating fat mouth in verse 21. Look what they say in verse 21. Look what these men said in verse 21.
All right. Book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 21. 21 read. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done.
So now the eyewitness says, see, his word is straightened according to verse 7. So they knew by being an eyewitness, they already knew the scripture said that he supposed to redeem who?
Israel.
You see that? But you let man come in, and man tell you he came to redeem the whole world. You see that? You see what you do? See, they knew that his mission was to redeem Israel, the Israelites. That's what his message was. 12 leaders out of Camp 1. His message was to redeem who?
Israel.
That was his mission. You heard what the eyewitness say. We trusted. We thought he was the one to redeem Israel. See? But now, the world don't got in this thing. Now he's coming to redeem the whole world. How you get the whole world, unless the whole world you're talking about is 45:17. Now, if you're talking about 45:17 of Isaiah, then I can go with you. But you got to make sure you drop 45:17 on me, young man. Now, if you come to redeem the whole world, then we got to find out what world. Okay? You get your understanding through your precepts. Okay. He come to redeem the world. Then you're supposed to ask anybody a question. What world? Huh? 45:17 or tell us what world he came to redeem. Read it.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 17. Verse 17 read. But Israel should be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You should not be ashamed. Nor confound world without end.
So, yeah, he forbid came to save the world, but the world of Israel. You see that? Now, that's nice. See, that's nice. He ain't came to save the world of the WCC or the Latter-day Saints or the Roman Catholic Church because they contrary to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come to save. He came to save the world of Israel, the world of Israel that keep the covenant. So now if you ain't got the covenant of Israel, then you can be caught up like all the rest of them. As long as you don't recognize his word is straightened, what he says, that's the end of it. Brother Micaiah, Romans 3, verse 4, when Yahweh speaks, and have spoken, then what did Yahweh say? That's the end of it. Look what he says in 3 verse 4 in Romans. Look what he say. Paul is only rehearsing the righteous act. What did he say?
Book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 4 reads, Yahweh forbid, yes, let Yahweh be true, but every man alive as it is written.
Every man, and he says written, every man's a liar. Every man's a liar. He said you can go back and read where every man's a liar. Now he say, you go, and one is a specific. I mean, You see, he stuck on a they just like a machine gun alike. They are what that word is?
I can't get it out of the
stomach. Psychopathic liar. It's repetitious. Can't talk without whining. Psychopathic.
Come on, you're a little bit louder. Tell me what they are. What?
Psychopathic liar. That's one that every time he opens his mouth, there's no truth in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go find out who the number one psychopathic liar is by the mouth of the mental spirit of David. Now David's gonna tell you who's the psychopathic liar. I mean the number one liar. We can go find out who the number one liar is in Psalm 58:3. We're gonna find out who's the psychopathic number one liar in this Bible. Did you know this Bible? He told you his word is straight. So who's the number one liar in this Bible? Huh? Let's see what we read, 58 verse 3. Down to verse 7. Take it on down. Hey, young lion, give me 58 verse 3 down to verse 7. Let's see who the number one psychopathic liar. So we can read. I hear you, Mother. I know you're getting warmed up, Mother Z. I know you're getting warmed up. Hold on, Mother. You come up shortly.
That's all right.
Now, 58:3 down to verse 8. What does it say, young lion Micaiah?
The book of Psalms, chapter 58, verse 3 down to 7. Verse 3 reads, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go straight as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Verse 4. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf hater that stoppeth her ear. Verse 5. Which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wise. Verse 6. Break their teeth, O Yahuwah, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lion, O Yahuwah. Verse 7. Let them melt away as water which runs continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces.
8, 9, and 10.
Verse 8. As a snail which melted, let every one of them pass away, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Okay. Before your pots from field be born, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his life. Verse 10. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the dead. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked.
Do you hear what the man is saying about 58 verse 3? He called that liar the wicked. So you got to know how to precept your Bible. He said this one, he's a psychopathic liar, and he's wicked. Is that what it says in verse 3? Is we reading this enough? Oh, well, the Bible talks about. But is we reading verse 3? What does it say in verse 3?
Book of Psalms, Verse 3 read. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies.
Mm-hmm.
And what did verse 10 say? 3 and 10?
All right. Verse 10, the book of Psalms, chapter 58, verse 10. 10 reads, the righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked.
My. Did you hear what the Bible is saying? You say it is a people on the planet Earth come out of the womb line. And he said, when it's all said and done, the righteous is going to do what in verse 10? They're going to do what would it be? I mean, according to now, this is what the ministering spirit got from the Son and the Bible. So we ought to read in the Bible. What he said is going to happen in verse 10 on the one that's righteous. What they going to do to the wicked that always lies in verse 10.
The book of Psalms, chapter 58, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, the righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked.
Y'all hear that? So we already know the end of the story, don't we? But remember, if you ain't righteous, you ain't going to be able to fulfill this. You got to be righteous to do that. So if you ain't righteous, it ain't got nothing to do with color or nothing. If you ain't righteous, then you won't be part of it. So you got to be righteous to be part of him taking that size 6 shoe you got and make it a 15. You know what you mean? Size 5 or 6, you make your feet stretch all the way out to about 15. And you make sure when you put your foot down, it covers a whole lot of parts. You hear the man? You hear the man is saying?
Hallelujah.
But if you're not right, you ain't got nothing.
All of this in your hand.
So now I gotta hurry and let Mother Mosey said, look, I heard enough. I gotta get in there now, see, that's enough. All right, Elder, Elder, come on in there, Elder, and let them know bring his broadcast, because Mosey said, I gotta get in there now. I got too much written down now. I gotta get in there now. So Elder, you're back on the clock, Elder. So come on with that and talk about tape number 188. You're on the clock now, your closing statement on that. Mosey said, look, I
got to
go now. I heard
enough.
Come on.
Once again, thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast of this year. And I would have to say I thank all of you for continuing to listen to our live broadcast. And it only does one thing, makes us want to hear more. More of the righteous words of Yahweh. This is why we continue to welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with these new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost about Yahweh's word, as you have witnessed. Connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and also keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And you've actually found out. You have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. This learning is open to you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Usually we don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. And a high day is a Yahweh day that we worship. But we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of the Sabbath, it's Friday. The time is 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class we have starts at 12 p.m. and online class at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We have a website address also. To use this, enter Tribe Yadah on any search line. And after you click enter, just under a big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. When you click PayPal, follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see a menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves that you're forgiven. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also for building a school, which we mentioned is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, check our calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends, which includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. This feature is available during live broadcast time. To get there, type in 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites Tribe of Yahdah. And click that red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have 2 email addresses. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number. That number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 6 million accounts of Yahweh's ministry. But also, in calling that number, do not call trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging dull tone. Don't forget what it tells us in the book of Sirach, 6, verse 6. Have one counselor over 1,000. Also, by calling this number, you can order the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to ask, please do not contact a seer by email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you know, the seer is pretty busy with the WCC, that New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have heard and seen, and even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As a reminder, you will only hear the discouraging dial tone. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. The program time is repeated after 10:30. Just enter 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live, and look for the Voices of the True Israelites Tribe of Yahdah. At that point, choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one note before we go. During our normal broadcast, remember, Yahweh's story is also continued on Pal Talk simultaneously. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and you'll find this is where Yahweh's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the seer Israel riding that shotgun. And during that time, no comments will be taken off topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. And the broad talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. So we can continue our teaching. We will pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Halleluyah, Yahweh.
All right, yeah, hallelujah for all that. We want to bring Mother Z, because Mother Z said, I don't heard enough. He said, see, I don't heard enough. I'm ready to give my testimony and what I got out of tape 188. Unlocking the Biblical Mystery Tribe, YHVH, over 600,000 plus on the international side. We're going to bring our mother in, Mother Z, and Mother Z going to address this national audience, and we all waiting to hear what she has to tell the national audience. So we meet the mother out of chat one, Mother Z, Tribe of Yahshua Judah. Hey, Mother Z, Yahshua teach you that seed right.
Yahweh bless and keep you, still Israel, the royalty. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother Z. And I know you heard a lot, and, you know, and I heard you so loud, I heard your pen writing real good. So I know you could have tell this national audience over 600,000 plus some good biblical information. You on the clock, take your time, come out.
Well, I'm just going to read for the national audience tonight of Psalm chapter 37, and I'm going to start reading at verse 1, and it reads, Fear not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thus the envy against the work of the iniquity. Verse 2, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Verse 3, trust in the Yahweh and do good, so shall they dwell in the land, and truly they shall be free. Delight thyself also in the Yahweh. Delight thyself also in the Yahweh, and he shall give you the desires of their mind. Verse 5, command thy way unto Yahweh, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And verse 6, and he shall bring forth the righteousness as the light, and the judgment as the noonday. Verse 7, rest in the Yahweh, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man or woman who bringeth weakness to vile to pass. Verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Verse 9, for evildoers shall soon be cut off, but those that wait upon the Yahweh, they shall inherit the earth. Verse 10, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. They shall diligently consider his or her place, and it shall not be. Verse 11, but the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight thyself in the dominion of peace. Verse 12, thyself in the abundance of peace. Verse 12, the wicked parts against the just and grit up on him or her with his teeth. Verse 13, the Yahweh shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Verse 14, the wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as for the uprightness cavil. Verse 15, thou sword shall enter into their own mind, and thou bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man or woman has is better than the rich of many wicked. For the owns of the wicked shall be, verse 17, for the owns of the wicked shall be broken, but the Yahweh uphold the righteousness. Verse 18, the Yahweh knoweth the day of the unrighteousness, and their inheritance. The Yahweh knoweth the day of the uprightness, and their inheritance shall be forever. Verse 19, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be sacrificed. Satisfied. I'm going to stop right there. It's a very long chapter, and I'm just going to stop reading it. It's talking about the wicked all over the chapter of chapter 37. It's reading about the wicked and what's going to happen with them.
I got to call it where it is. That was excellent, Mom. So you said the wicked got a day that it's going to come to an end.
Right,
now,
right.
Yeah, what you said about the wicked. So now you read that out of Psalms 37, and you really stepped it up in verse number 10. See, I'm a great note taker. 10 down to verse 19. So we clear that if you wicked, and you can go in this Bible, you just can't call nobody wicked. But if you go in this Bible and put a name on it's wicked, he say your days is numbered. That what he said.
He said,
now because you've been having a big boot on the poor. Now that that's a lot of big talk there, young lion. So now young lion, can you have to see out now who is this poor that you've been having the wicked been having a big boot on this poor? Now we're gonna see if the young lion can have to see it out, and let's find out who is this wicked that's been having a big foot on the poor. Now we supposed to go right in the Bible, and for mother laid it out there, and then grandstyle can't think he ain't laid out there. I see why she's heard him get on airways, and she said, I heard enough. So she just delivered a knockout blow. Now, young lion, or even mother E, I want to hear a verse on who this poor that we can read that the wicked have put a big boot on, the poor. Now, what verse will we go to, Mother E or the young lion, Brother Micaiah? Now, what verse that we go to read where the poor got a big boot on them from the wicked? What will we go and read to that? Who will help those see out? I hear that, Mother Z. We hear you real good, Mother Z. So, you know, we hear you real good. But we want to know a verse that we can go read in and read to start painting a picture about. Because we find out that the wicked, he's really heavy. He heavy foot.
I tell you, 14:32.
There's. Bring it out.
Book about bring Jesus, it out. Chapter. Book of Isaiah chapter 14 verse 32 read, what shall one then answer the messengers of the nation? The Yahweh hath got thy Judah, and the poor of his people shall trust in it.
So the wicked have put a big boot on who? According to 14:32. Now listen, Molly, listen real carefully. So now the wicked have put a big boot down on who, according to Isaiah 14, verse 32. Read again there, young lion. Take your time, young lion.
The book of Isaiah.
Read again, 14. Young lion.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 32. What shall one then answer the messengers of the nation? That Yahweh hath founded Yada Judah, and the poor of his people should trust in it.
All right. So the poor of his people supposed to trust in him. Okay, good. All right, we got that part. Okay, we got that. He said, now, the poor of his people, the only way you'll be part of this benefit, hey, Mother, you got to be righteous. can't be the poor of his people unless you're righteous. Now, mother, what is the definition in 625 of Deuteronomy, how and what make you righteous? So you just can't be opposite of the wicked and if you're not righteous. So if you're not righteous, then you'll be part of when Yahweh comes and exterminate the wicked, he's going to exterminate you too. Because up to you. So let's find out how you be righteous to make sure you're on the right side and not on the left side. Let's see what we can read, mother. And Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse. Now you examine yourself. Now you can examine yourself on what side you're going as we speak. We go on Mother E, get ready to read 625 of Deuteronomy and find out how do you be righteous. Mother E, get ready to deliver the knockout blow. Come on, Mother E, deliver the knockout blow in 625.
Chapter 6, verse 25. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
So what is righteous for us is doing the commandments. That means whatever Yahweh got written, his word is straightened. So our righteousness, we can examine ourselves. If we're doing his commandments, that means the first five books. So now we need to find out who is he talking to first about if you be righteous now. When I come down to take care of the wicked, that I won't take care of you. The only way I won't take care of you, then if you're righteous, I'm not going to take care of you. But if you're unrighteous, I'm going to take care of you too. So you might enjoy everything they got going on right now being unrighteous. So who are you telling in the fifth chapter, verse 1, Moses? In Deuteronomy 5, verse number 1, who are you telling to give them first? You know, you give them first shot at being righteous. Who are we talking to? To get the first shot in 5, verse 1 of Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy, that's 5, verse 1.
And 3. 1 and 3. So,
Deuteronomy,
1
five.
And 3, mother.
Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 3. Verse 1 reads, and Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear,
Hold on, mother. I think you skipped the word. Take your time, mother. It's more just 600,000 plus on the international side. But I don't want to miss. I want to know who Moses called. I want to make sure you emphasize who he called. 5, verse 1 again.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ear this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them.
Verse 3.
The Yahweh made not his covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all of us here alive this day.
So you turn all Israel to listen. He made a covenant.
Oh, nothing. I don't look like nothing.
He made a covenant.
It's coming up here.
He made a covenant with all Israel. That will read.
Right.
Said, all Israel, you up on a covenant. So what do you want all Israel to hear and to do in verse 15 and 16? 15
Language.
And 16. Yes, ma'am. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. What do you say?
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 15 and verse 16. Take you, therefore, good heed.
Moses said, take your time now, Moses. Verse 15.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 15. And remember that you was a servant in the land of Egypt, the house of bondage, and that the Yahweh, your Yahweh, brought you out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Yahweh, your Yahweh, commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day.
What? Hold on, Moses. Wait a minute. What did he tell all Israel commandment to do what?
Keep the Sabbath day.
Oh. That is not a luxury. That is a commandment, huh, Mother?
Mm-hmm. That's a commandment.
That's not a luxury commandment. All Israel keep the Sabbath day. All Israel. Now, Brother Micaiah precept that in Leviticus 23, verse 3. And not only all Israel, look what he said for all Israel, Leviticus 23, verse 3. Brother Micaiah.
And over to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, and we want verse number 3. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, and we want verse 3, and it reads, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. A righteous gathering, you shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings.
Wow. And what it say in 24 verse 1 and 8?
All right, the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 1, and we want verse number 8. Going over to the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, and we want verse 1 and 8. Verse 1 reads, Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 8, every Sabbath he shall set it in order before Yahweh continues, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Well, so it's a order. It is a commandment to keep the Sabbath day. So that's when we know you righteous, of course, your Yahweh is righteous. So if you're keeping the Sabbath day, you know where the sixth location located, or you call for details. 224-600-5579. Wherever you're located, we'll tell you where you're closer to. If you're within 70 miles of any of the six locations, you it's an order for you to be there on the Sabbath day. That's an order. And also, he says what, Mother? In Deuteronomy 5, verse 16. Hey, Mother E, what he said in Deuteronomy, he's talking to all Israelites now. All Israel, the Israelites. He's talking to them. Look, we tell all Israel according to 5:1 and verse 16.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1 and 16. 15, 16. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ear this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them.
Mm-hmm. And before you read 16, what he says in verse 12 through 14, Mother? What he said, 12 through 14. Then we'll read verse 16. I mean, yeah, 16. What he says, so you're talking to all Israel. What he says in 12 down to verse 14, then read verse 16. Hey, Mother E, what did he say?
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12 to 14, and then 16. Verse 12. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Yahweh, your Yahweh, had commanded thee. Verse 13. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. 14. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Yahweh, your Yahweh. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy ox, nor thy ass, nor any.
Hold on, Mother. Hey, Mother. Hey, Mother, that's good enough. Hey, Mother, that's good enough. But come back to verse 14, and can you help those see how break down the two lines in verse 14? Because we have people say, well, my Sabbath day, every day is my Sabbath. Every day is not a lot, but my Sabbath day is Sunday. That was my Sabbath day. So, but then the one to say, hey, my word straightened, he takes care of what he wants you to know, all Israel, in two lines in verse 14. He takes care of everything you need to know in two lines, and what he says in 5, verse 14. Let's see him break it down there, Mother.
5, verse 14. Verse 14. But the seventh day is the Sabbath day of the Yahweh, your Yahweh. And
it. Stop it there, Mother. Hey, Mother, put his mask in the audience. Unless Mother Z want to, you know, she gonna be watching very carefully. You want to break that down with up under the strong eyes of Mother Z. You gonna break that down in verse 14, what he's saying here? In 5:14, them two lines.
You talking to me, Mother Z.
I'm talking to you, but Mother Z is watching you real carefully break this down. Break these two lines down for this national audience.
Okay. You said the 14th day is the saddest day.
No, what do I say? No, look at these two lines right here, and just look at these two lines and break these two lines down for the national audience. Verse 14.
Because
they'll say, hey, Mother E, this is what they'll say. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my Sabbath day is Sunday. Well, every day is my Sabbath day. Oh, you going on, but no, but my day is every day. But you go that day, I go on Sunday. So, Mother, break that down in 5:14. What did Almighty say to all Israel in verse 14?
It said,
keep out of Mosey.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. That's the last day of the week, the seventh day. Finally, the first day of the week. And the seventh day.
But what is verse 14 saying? But what is verse 14 saying?
Verse 14 said the seventh day. But the seventh day is the Sabbath.
Hey, Mother Z, you might always go ahead. Just go. Come on, Mother Z. Come on, I see you grab that microphone. Go on, just lay it out in front of the national verse 14. Come on, Mother Z.
Verse 14 say, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day. Mm-hmm. It is the Sabbath day. The seventh day of the week is the Sabbath day. That's what the word says.
Of who?
The Sabbath day of Yahweh. Of Yahweh. Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son.
So the bottom line is the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh. That's the end of it. So all right, these, right. All these, they tell you in a minute, what? Well, my Sabbath day is Sunday. Well, you out of order. My Sabbath day is every day. He said, yeah, but he didn't tell you about no every day. These are 6 days you do work. But the Sabbath day is the Sabbath of Yahweh. That's the end of it, right here. So he said, look here. Okay, read that again. Everybody got their mouth going? Then read that again. Then say, if they eyes get kind of high, then you say, I'll tell you what I do. I'm going to drop a precept on you today. I know what to do for you. I'm going to drop a precept on you then. Then you back up to the 16th chapter there, Mother Z. Hey, Mother Z, then you back up to 16 chapters and drop a precept on them and see where they go from there. Just drop down to Exodus chapter 16, verse 32. Just drop a precept on them and then see what they're going to do.
16:26 and verse 28. Exodus 16:26 and 28.
Yeah.
What does it say? Okay. The book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 26, verse 28. Verse 26. 6 days you shall gather it. But on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. When the seventh.
Wait a minute, Mother. Wait, hold on, Mother. Hey, what did you say? Hey, Mother Lee, I know you heard it real good. What did they say in verse 26? For these old every day. You might have a sister or brother or uncle. Well, you know, your Sabbath day is Saturday, but mine is Sunday. So just leave me alone. Well, that means you might leave the Bible home then if you're going out on the wrong day. You might leave the Bible home. Just don't take your sandwich and your tea and go here. Leave the Bible on top of Jane. What does it say in verse 26?
It says, Mother Z or Mother E? Verse 26, it says, 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none.
But on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath. No, my loved one. The seventh day, which is the Sabbath. Not the first day. Not the first day. The seventh day, which is the Sabbath. Is that what we read?
You're right.
Is that what we read? So that's the whole gang. That's just the gang fills mouth down. And look what he's saying to Moses in verse 28.
Verse 28. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, how long refuse you to keep my commandment and my law?
Yeah, Moses. How long? How long before you gonna do some 26? Read 26 again. How long? Yes, yeah, how long before you got my 26 verse, my verse 26 verse right? What is that in 26?
Exodus chapter 16 verse 26. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath. In it there shall be none.
And the question he asked, how long are you gonna keep on, you know, how long? You can't be righteous unless you're doing what the man tells you. He said, how long you refuse to do what I got written? He told you in 2:7 of Michael, my words is straightened. How long you gonna continue to tell and puff your chest up and say your Sabbath day is Sunday, the first day of the week? How long are you gonna keep saying that? How long are you gonna keep making this man say, your time's gonna run out? Hey, Mother E, what it says in 7:6 in the closing statement. Just go to 7 verse 6 of St. John. Do you know what it's written in the Bible? 7 verse 6 in the closing statement says what?
St. John, 7 verse 6. St. John chapter 7, verse 6, read. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
Yeah. So you see that? He said, my time is not yet come, but your time is always. He said, how long are you going to keep on doing what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? How long? See?
Mm-hmm.
How long are you going to keep on paying me no never mind when I tell you the only way you're going to be righteous, you got to keep the Sabbath day on the seventh
mm-hmm.
day of the week. And that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Sunset Friday, sunset Saturday. How long are you going to keep doing the way you want to do it? Do you know what the man got written? He got it written. He asked me the question. How long? Your time is always. I might deliver you up right now.
You keep rolling.
You keep rolling your life, and I might deliver you up right now. He asked the question. How long? All right, Mother E. Mother E.
Excellent.
Close statement
of
that, Mother E. What's your close statement behind that? Come on.
Thank and praising Yahweh for this class. Thank and praising Yahweh for the lesson. And thank and praising Yahweh to be in the class and getting the word. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. He asked the question, how long? How long are you going to sit there and watch your loved ones continue to do the wrong day and wear no fringes and say they righteous? How are you righteous if you're not doing what the man's saying? He asked, how long? Only way you're going to be righteous, you got to be bumping shoulders keeping the Sabbath day. The way he got it written. He said in Micah 2, verse 7, my word is straight. Now, from Micaiah, in the book of 23, there. Look what he says that we can read in verse number 26 and 27.
Okay, going over to the book of Leviticus. We want chapter 23, and we want verse 26 and 27. 26 read. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 27.
Uh-huh.
Also, 10th day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a righteous Sabbath unto you. And you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. Verse 32.
32 reads, it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls. In the ninth day of the month at evening, from evening until evening shall you celebrate your Sabbath.
Yeah. So he said you're supposed to afflict your soul at evening to evening on the seventh month, the 10th day. And the seventh month, the 10th day starts when the sun sets on the ninth. That's how you break it down. Man lived by every word he said. On the 10th day, but the 10th day starts at the 9th day, evening. So we look on your calendar and see the 9th day. At evening, it is the 10th. That's when you afflict your soul. That means you put nothing in your mouth from that time to that time come again. From evening to evening, you don't put nothing in your mouth. Your whole trust is on Yahweh that he's going to deliver you from evening to evening. Huh? What it says in Jonah 3, verse 10.
Who?
Jonah 3, verse 10. What it says we can read.
All right.
So this Sunday night, is the night, Sunday daytime. But when the Sunday get dark, it's 10. So when Sunday kick in the on the 10th, on the 9th, but when it get dark, it's the 10th. That's when you close your mouth. Don't put nothing in your mouth until the sun set again. That's what Yahweh says. What you reading? Now, what do you say to Jonah and 3 verse 10?
In the book of Jonah, chapter 3, we want verse number 10. The book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 10, read. And Yahweh saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And Yahweh repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not.
Oh, what did Yahweh do again, according to verse 10? What did Yahweh saw?
And Yahweh saw their works.
So, Yahweh has to see your works. You can't talk a good game. You got to work a good game. So Yahweh said, I'm not going to believe you up if I see your works. So if you ain't got no works, you will not be in the paycheck line of eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no work, you will not be in the paycheck line. You will not be when he raised up Adam. And we look to see and tell you about it. Let's go to 2nd Ezra chapter 3. See, he going to raise up Adam. Mm-hmm. And let's see what he going to do in verse 6. Let's go to 2nd Ezra. This is seer. The seer is telling you exactly what he going to do. Let's see what we can read he going to do in 2nd Ezra 3. 3, 4, 5, 6 says what? Well, say that, Brother
Micaiah. Okay, going over the book of 2nd Ezra. We want chapter 3, verses 3 down to 6. 2nd Ezra, chapter 3, verse 3 read. And my spirit was sore moved, so that I began to speak words full of fear to the Most High Yahweh, and said, verse 4, O Yahweh, who bear rule, you speak at the beginning when you did plant the earth, and that yourself alone, and command the people, verse 5, and gave a body unto Adam without souls, which was the workmanship of your hand, and did breathe into him the breath of life, and he was made living before you. Verse 6, and you led him into paradise, which your right hand had planted before ever the earth came forth.
You live in a paradise. So what are you, we going to? But you ought to know where you led him to. It's the Garden of Eden. So what is the Garden of Eden according to verse 6? You see that? You see what you learn? You see what you learn by listening to the six anointed camps of Boston of Jesus? You led him into paradise. So what is paradise? Yeah? You know where he led Adam to.
Mm-hmm.
You know where you go back and read Genesis 2, where he led him to. But that is an interchangeable word with what in verse 6?
Mm-hmm.
What is the garden is an interchangeable word to? What?
You led it to paradise.
So paradise is not up and away, y'all. Paradise is the Garden of Eden where he led him into. That's an interchangeable word. Huh? Go to 2nd Ezra chapter 9, verse 7 through 13. Look what he said. 2nd Ezra chapter 9, 7 through 13. Listen to what he's saying. See, he led Adam into paradise. So don't let the preachers keep telling you about the up and away. Well, now, because you might be at some place and now somebody on the left here. How are they going to be left here? Paradise is right here. That up and up one. Up and away story is wrong, Mr. Preacher Man. Man was not created to go up and away. If he do right, he'll be led back into paradise. You see? Led back like Adam was. I can't believe that long for right now, for time's sake. What you reading there, young lion?
Going over, we are going over to the book of Sacanagus, chapter 9, and we want verse 7, reading all the way down to verse 13. The book of Sacanagus,
yes.
Chapter 9, verse 7 reads, "And everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape his works, and by faith whereby he hath believed," verse 8, "shall be preserved from the said perils, and shall see my salvation in my land, and within my borders, for I have sanctified them for me from the beginning." Verse 9, "Then shall they be in pitiful case, which now have abused my ways, and they that have cast them away despitefully shall dwell in torment." Verse 10, "For such as in their life have received benefit and have not known me." 11, "And they that have loathed my law while they had yet liberty, and when as yet place of repentance was open unto them, understood not, but despised it." 12, "The same must know it after death by pain." 13, "And therefore, be you not curious how the unyakwali should be punished, and when, but inquire how the righteous shall be saved, who the world is, and for whom the world is created."
See, we got to be about the living. See, we got to be about the living, because the living, see, if you see, understand what he got written, he's telling you, making it plain in verse 13, make it plain again, young man. Listen to him.
Okay.
Put a little more bass in that voice in verse 13.
All right. The book of Sacanagus, chapter 9, verse 13. 13 reads, "And therefore, be you not curious how the unyakwali should be punished, and when, but inquire how the righteous should be saved, whose the world is, and for whom the world is created."
He said, "Our job is about the living." He said, "He's worried about the righteous." He goes, not back up to verse 12. Not back up. He said, "Now you focus in on those that are healed, shut down." Look what he said in verse 12. But you can be clear about what's going on. Verse 12, you got to know what the Bible says. What's going on in verse 12?
Sacanagus 9, verse 12. 12 reads, "The same must know it after death by pain."
So if you ain't not keeping what he got written, although you might be looking ready in these casts and they ain't wrapped up or nothing, but what's really going on in there, according to Michael or Top Jerusalem? What's going on according to verse 12? What's going on we can read? See, you have to know these things. What's going on in verse 12?
The book of Sacanagus, chapter 9, verse 12. 12 reads, "The same must know it after death by pain."
Verse 10
reads, "For such as in their life have received benefits and have not known me."
You see? So you done told them, but they ain't going to pay you no never mind. You done told them about, you told them about verse number 8 and 7. You told them what it said in verse 8 and 7.
Okay. Verse 8 and verse 7. Reading up, Sacanagus chapter 9, verse 8 reads, "Shall be preserved from the said pearls, and shall see my salvation in my land, and within my borders, for I have sanctified them for me from the beginning." Verse 7, "And every one that shall be saved, and shall be able to escape by his works, and by faith whereby you have believed."
You see that? So if you ain't got no works, you didn't believe you both kicked the Sabbath day. You didn't believe you both the well friends. You didn't believe you both keep the feast days. You would not be saved by works. What you're going to run into is verse 12. What it say in verse 12?
Okay, the book of Sacanagus, chapter 9, verse 12. where it reads, the same must know it after death by pain.
You see that? So in the book of Enoch, there, young man, and around about the 43rd chapter of Enoch. Now, even Enoch knew about this right here. What did Enoch say? Well, it's about 46 somewhere, 1, 2, or 3. Help me, those three out. Even Enoch told you, you got to get it right before you shut down. All that crying and hollering, it ain't going to cut it. And Enoch, see, the one that's down before you, supposed to read this to you in the book of Enoch. What did Enoch say? What are we going to be reading now, young man?
And we want the book of Enoch. We want
Enoch 46, 1, 2, and 3. What can we read in 1, 2, and 3? Okay, what can we read? That Enoch, the seventh of Adam, that was eyeball to eyeball with the Almighty. What did he wrote in 46 chapter 1, 2, and 3? Let's see what he wrote.
Okay, the book of Enoch chapter 46, picking up at verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 reads, and there I saw one whose face looked ancient. His head was white like wool, and with him was another being whose countenance had the appearance of a man.
Well, now, hold on, young man. I don't want that. I don't want to telegraph it, young man. I thought you helped those see out. I want to know what about after, what Enoch wrote about after death. That's what I want. Now where are we at to get that out the way there, young man? I'm struggling now. Hey, Mother E, I'm struggling right now. So I need to know what verse that we need to read in the book of Second Enoch. And look what WCC says. We gonna cut him off from not reading the right verse. We gonna cut him off. I hate that stuff. So now the WCC said we gonna cut off the young line since he didn't reach the verse. Why we just gonna cut him off? So Mother E, you gotta come on back in and finish the broadcast up. So now, see that's how they wrote. Because they get happy. I guess they get happy. They won't hear something. And by the young lion not reading the right verse, they put a muke on. They muke him out. See? Well, see, they're going to do their part anyway, Mother. But we got to do our part. So, Mother, now listen. The fear is struggling right now. I need a verse in the book of Enoch that tells us what did Yahweh say. Now, I'm struggling right now. So Ophelia needs a little help right now. They'll mute the young lion out. The WCC said we're going to mute him out on the nice broadcast. So can you help Ophelia out what I need in that book on Enoch? I don't want to telegraph what I need. All I want to do is act like I'm surprised. Can you help Ophelia out? See, Ophelia, he in bad shape right now on that book. Now, can you go in your notes and you already, hey, Mother Z, can you help those see out on what you need? Come on. Can anybody help me out what I need? Do we got to table that too? What we got to do?
Where you coming from?
Do we got to table to another day? We'll come back with it tomorrow then, Mother. I was looking for a profound hit about what happens. I hate to tell it. You know, I don't want to tell it at all. I just want to hear it read. So can y'all help those see out if I can act like I'm surprised? Can you help me see out? Or do we have to table it to another day?
First enough. Second.
Yeah. Yeah, First Enoch, Mother. I don't have my book, but I'm gonna try to talk our way through it. And I hope somebody can help the OC out.
In
the second book, First Enoch, it tells us something, Mother. And
okay.
I know it's around about...
I'm going to the second
book. You know, I need to know something. Because I remember one time I was at I went to a funeral, and then they was running around saying, who gonna go get my father some water? Who gonna go get my father some water? That's how I thought they was out there, because their conscience had them caught him. You know, he laying up there in the casket, and they were running around hollering about who gonna go get him some water. I said, shoot. If you didn't give him no water while he was alive, you definitely ain't gonna give him none now. So now, but Mother, I want to drop that hammer down before this broadcast over. Is there any way you have to see out?
I'm gonna read 2 Enoch chapter 46. Hear my people and take in the words of my lips. Verse 2. If anyone brings any gift to an earthly ruler.
No, that's not it, Mother. I'm looking for something to tag along with, but it don't escape the old seer. It don't got past me right now. You know, but I really can use that verse. And see, that's why we said
that verse 12. You were coming from verse 12, yeah. That gentleman.
Yeah, I'm taking the answer.
Because I was in there. I don't know where y'all were.
12. Hey, Mom. Yeah, read me 9, verse 12, one more time.
2 Ezra.
9, verse 12.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse 12. The same must know it after death by pain. Okay.
Okay. After death is pain. Why? Why so, Mother, in verse 7? Why so? Why is pain?
Verse 7.
In
yeah, 9, verse 7. Why so pain? Why?
Second is chapter 9, verse 7. And everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by his work and by his faith, whereby he has believed.
Mm-hmm. So, Mother, the only way you want to escape pain, you got to be undone work. What, according to verse 7? What you got to be undone to escape pain?
I need undone some work.
According to verse 7. To what now, Mother? To what, Mother?
Work. Escape by his work.
If you don't have no works, let's go to 2 Ezra 38 through 40. 2 Ezra 38 through 40, Mother. So that means if you don't have no works, then we already know what to tell our loved one, but they got coming. If we don't have no work, 2 Ezra chapter 2, 38 down to verse 40. And we'll just get back on tomorrow, Mother.
2
Ezra. Because I'm missing. Yeah, 38 down to verse 40.
2 Ezra chapter 2.
We'll get back on tomorrow at 7:30. We'll be back on our ways tomorrow at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll bring that verse out tomorrow. But it don't got past me now. 2:38
through
40. What
does it say, Mother? 2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 38 to 40. Verse 38. Arise up and stand. Behold, the number of those that be sealed and the feasts of the Yahuwah. 39, which are departed from the shadow of the world and have received honor, garments,